It's time for the Sheffield Bulldogs Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach David Hufstedler, here's your host, Wes Ayers.
Hey, Sheffield fans, it is time for the David Hufstedler Show, and joining us today here on Fox Sports Shoals is the head coach of the Sheffield Bulldogs, David Hufstedler. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing awesome. How about you?
Man, I am great. It's good to talk with you. It's always good to talk about your team after a win, and you guys come up with a big win in region play this past Friday against Tharptown. Coach, tell us a little bit about the game. Tell us some of the things that you saw, some of the things you're happy with, some of the things you're working on this week.
Well, just really pleased at how our guys came out and set the tone early. We talked about it all week that, you know, it wasn't necessarily about what Tharptown was doing. It's about what we were doing. We wanted to start fast, and we kind of wanted to put them away early. And let our young guys get in there and get a lot of reps, a lot of snaps. And we did that. Really pleased with that. I mean, they're big up front. We thought if we let them stay in the game, it would be to their advantage to kind of grind the clock out because they're so big up front. We thought if we can get a lead and put them in situations where they couldn't afford just to grind it out, they had to air it out a little bit, that'd be to our advantage. And that's what we did. And worked out well for us. I mean, golly, our young kids, our twos and threes and fours, man, they got a lot of playing time. They woke up sore Saturday morning, which they usually don't. So it was good for them.
Coach, when you look at some of the teams that are having success in this area, a lot of that is predicated upon the fact that they've been able to get young guys in. And so when it becomes their time to start, they are not shell-shocked. They're used to game play. Just how important is that, Coach, as the year continues to go on, that these young guys continue to get some playing time?
Well, with us, I mean, we would always like to play a B-team schedule with our 9th and 10th graders. But with our depth and our injury situation, we're just not able to do that, you know. So it's very valuable that, I mean, basically it turned into a B-team game, a JV game, you know, towards the end of the first half. And the entire second half, we played all of our young guys, which would be a JV team, which was good for them. I mean, because anytime you get experience playing, and you get it on film under the lights on Friday night is valuable. You know, you can't simulate a game in practice. So it's good for those guys to get that experience. We film it like we do a varsity game, and we coach them just like we do our ones and twos. And we showed it on film on Monday, the goods and the bads for all of it. So it was good for them to actually get some game experience, get some good stuff on film, and kind of look at themselves and make corrections.
Coach, your defense continues to impress, but I want to start with your offense. Your team scoring in a variety of ways this past Friday night. What was the key to being able to move your offense so quickly and so flawlessly? I mean, Coach, you guys played really well. What was the key there offensively?
Well, ever since back in the spring, we committed to do what we do on offense, and our guys have been practicing really well since the spring. I mean, there's so many variations we can do off of it that nothing that the defense does really shocks our offense. I mean, even the week we lost to Mars Hill, our offense did a really good job of moving the football. And, you know, just defensively couldn't come up with enough stops. But our offense is so dynamic with so many different weapons. And Coach Rice and our offensive staff does a great job of calling plays and setting things up. And we practice certain situations every week. I mean, we tell our guys all the time, we don't just run plays and run them. We're giving you a down and distance each time. We're giving you a specific situation each time. That way, when that situation happens in the game, they've practiced it, and they're not shell-shocked by, oh, heck, it's third and eight, you know, or, hey, it's first and ten after a big run, so we're trying to go up-tempo and go fast. They've practiced it, they've prepared for it, and they understand how it works, and that makes their offense just run smooth.
Coach, 84 points in three games. Did you expect to have that kind of offensive production?
Well, to be honest with you, probably not like that, but nothing surprises me with these guys. I mean, they're such hard workers. I mean, seeing them prepare every day this week so far, you know, come off a big win, but nobody's ready to say we've arrived yet, and just the preparation they're putting into it. Even all the way through film. I mean, we end up every day watching film of the previous practice, and they're focused, locked in, paying attention to detail. So, surprised we scored that many. Yeah, probably, but not surprised what the capabilities of this team is.
So when you look at this game Friday night, A.J. Cherry, the first one to find the end zone with 8:39 left in the first quarter. That's moving the ball pretty quickly, Coach. DeAndre Johnson finding the end zone. Jalen Jones. I mean, you're looking at guys all over the place. Dontavious Long. Good, fine athletes that you've got over there, Coach. You went into the half up 35-0. What's the message to your players to keep up the intensity, to keep this going, to not let up, to let's continue and let's finish this ballgame out? What did you tell your guys at the halfway point?
Well, I mean, just honestly, we told them, you know, at halftime, okay, starters, you're not playing anymore. I mean, we're not playing anymore. Hey, you young guys, we still have a standard here. Whether we're up 35-0 or it's tied 35-all, you young guys, if you go out there, you know, it's your chance to shine. You know, the standard is a standard. We're not going out there and playing the young guys saying, hey, just give up. We want you to go perform and do the things that you're doing. And that's what was fun about, you know, Dontavious Long scoring in the second half. Andrew Kohler, a backup B-team guy, got his first career touchdown the other night. And that was fun, not just for him, but the entire offense. Our whole sideline erupted with joy because they see how much that these twos and threes put in every day at practice, every day in the summer, every day in the spring, and they finally got some reward with it Friday night.
You're listening to the David Hufstedler Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Coach, what about your defense? I mean, what's something that you took away from that side of the ball this past Friday?
I mean, to be honest with you, we weren't really sure what they were going to do offensively. We had film on them, but, you know, they kind of jumped around from this, that, and the other. They're very big up front. I thought we handled that very well. With our defensive line, we don't have the biggest defensive line. Now, we got some physical guys and some tough guys up front, but we don't have any 6'3", 6'4", 280 defensive linemen. You know, our guys are, you know, 5'11", 6', about 220, 230, maybe 240. And just the way they handled the size of Tharptown's offensive line.
Coach, when you look at this defense, your defense creating a shutout, what do you think when your defense pitches a shutout like that?
I mean, we don't – sure, everybody wants a shutout, and I'm sure our guys were – but, I mean, we're so into the game coaching it at the time. I don't realize it's a shutout. I mean, I just – you know, I very rarely do I remember a lot of scores, you know, just because I'm so into the play that we're calling. I'm so into what we're doing offensively. I'm so into the game defensively, as all of our coaches are. I mean, we're – whether it was our young guys in or our first string in, we're so focused on making sure that these guys are doing it right that, to be honest with you, I don't even realize it's a shutout until the next day when somebody mentions it. So, I mean, shutouts are nice, but the performance that our guys put on the field is probably more important than the actual score.
Coach, we're up against a break, so we're going to come back and talk a little bit about the game you've got coming up Friday against Hatton. You're listening to the David Hufstedler Show here on Fox Sports Shoals 97.9. Do not go away. Hey, Bulldog fans, welcome back into the David Hufstedler Show here on Fox Sports Shoals, and we're joined by the head football coach of Sheffield High School, David Hufstedler. Coach, you've got a few games under your belt now, and you see the impact of your playmakers and the difference some of these guys are really starting to make. What's your mindset as you continue region play?
We're hitting the beat of our schedule right now. I mean, we really are. As we talked about to our guys on Monday, This is when the grind starts. I mean, it's easy to kind of think, well, we already got our first, but this is the meat of our schedule with Hatton, Addison, R.A. Hubbard, Red Bay. This is absolutely the meat of our schedule, and this is why you prepare through the spring, through the summer, through the camps, you know, for this part of your schedule. You know, Hatton's 0-1, so their back's against the wall, and that's what we told our guys Monday is, you know, you're fixing to get Hatton's best game because they're 0-1 in the region. They know they can't afford to drop to 0-2. So don't go out there and sleepwalk and think that, well, they're 0-1. Now, 0-1 makes them hungry. They're a, you know, an injured bear right now that we're trying to tame, and we've got to have our best effort to match their best effort because I promise you the town of Hatton expects their guys to play that way, and they will.
Yeah, the last thing you want to enter into, Coach, is a angry hornet's nest, right?
Yes, sir.
Coach, when you look at this Hatton team on film, obviously, like you said, this is a team that's trying to make their mark. What do you see from them offensively that makes you kind of scratch your head or makes you think we've really got a key in on this from their offensive unit?
Very well coached. I mean, they do a good job offensively, defensively, special teams. Coach Bolden, he does a great job out there of making sure those guys are well coached. You don't get them out of position. Very rarely are they out of position, and that's what makes them tough. I mean, because if you get out of position, they're going to capitalize on it. You know, like we told our guy, I told our guys the other day, I said, you know, air's not on our roster. And I think I've told you that before. Sometimes we assume air is going to fit the run for us, and air doesn't play for us. So if you're expecting air to do it, then the goalposts will do it once they score. So we got to make sure we're in the right spot, because if not, they'll expose you. And that's the main thing for them.
Coach, Hatton, not a team that we necessarily know a lot about. They're not in our coverage area. So I got to ask you, defensively, what are they going to throw at you guys?
There are multiple defensive front, four-man front. They run an Oki front with it. But they hang their hat more on the four-man front. And then third long, third down situations, they'll do some three-man Oki fronts to try to confuse you a little bit. But I think our guys will be fine.
You're listening to the David Huffstetler Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Coach, each team has its way of rebounding after a loss, and we talked about that last week about how your guys were kind of rebounding. Are you happy with the way that they come back and the way that they approached the game Friday night?
I really am. I'm pleased with the way we came back on Monday, got back to work, refocused. I mean, we say it all the time. Don't practice just to practice, guys. You know, practice to prepare. You're preparing for something on Friday night. So get the most out of practice on Monday. That way you're better prepared for Tuesday. And then when you practice on Tuesday, you're better prepared for Wednesday. And eventually it culminates into a game on Friday night. That, you know, sure, everybody can go out there and just have a practice schedule and say we're going to practice till then and just practice. But do more than that. Be prepared. And that's what the main thing we've talked about this week is don't just practice to practice. Don't just put in the time. Prepare. And I think our guys are doing a good job all week with that.
Coach, you mentioned this region and how you're entering into the meat of your region schedule now. Tell us a little bit about this region. You're familiar with some of these teams, like Tharptown. That's a new team. That's a new game for you guys. Tell us about this region and what you think the challenge is going forward as you get into the meat of your region schedule.
I mean, right now we're 100% focused on Hatton. I mean, we've got a schedule hanging here in the office and our field house. We know who's coming up next after that, but, I mean, We're so focused on Hatton right now. You know, we're not even worried about the other games. It's the meat of our schedule because it's region 2, 3, and 4 games, no matter who they are. So hopefully our guys are focused on the here and now and not worried about what's coming up, because, you know, if you start looking ahead, then you'll overlook something that's right in front of you, and we're not going to do that.
Coach, you've been a resident of the Sheffield community and a coach for a long, long time. Let's look outside of football. Let's look outside of football for just a minute. What's one of the most special things about Sheffield, the school, and Sheffield, the community, that really rallies this area together and pushes the residents of the Sheffield community to just be better? What's special about Sheffield to David Huffstetler?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I think it's one of the best-kept secrets in the Shoals area. The things that we've got going on in downtown Sheffield with all the progress we're making there. Our school system is phenomenal. With all the AP classes, I mean, I just sitting there last year at our senior awards day in the school, just all the scholarship money that was given out last year to our seniors. You know, our class sizes are small, which gives them one-on-one instruction. Our AP teachers are apps. I'll put them up against anybody in the state, our advanced placement teachers. They do such a great job. And I really do. I think it's one of the best-kept secrets in this area. Sometimes we can kind of get overlooked because of the size of our school. But I guarantee you, the quality of education that our people get, our young people get, when they graduate Sheffield is second to none. And that's what's exciting to me.
Coach, one final question for you. Well, two questions, and then we'll let you go. The guys that got in the paper, tell us one guy this week that stood out to you and your coaching staff that didn't get his name in the paper.
Well, I was going to tell you, the guy that did get his name in the paper that stood out to me was Andrew Kohler.
Yeah.
I mean, he shows up every day. I mean, every day. He walks to practice. He walks to school. He walks to summer workouts. And every day. And doesn't get a lot of reps with the ones and the twos. You know, but when he got in there with the threes and the fours, he got after it. And that's why our guys pulled for him, especially just because of the things that he did. And tickled to death that he had the success that he's had. Because, I mean, he's been on that scout team for 2 straight years and never complained, never misses the practice, is always there, always has a smile on his face. And when you're coaching him, he's giving you 100% of his attention to try to do it better. And that was so fun to see him score. And I think that's why our sideline student section absolutely erupted when he scored.
Coach, you always love to hear stories like that, and we're thankful that you shared that with us. Last question for you. How's the team mentally, physically? Everybody ready to go Friday, or is there something that's kind of got you a little shaken? You're kind of wondering how to fill the gap there.
Just watching film on Hatton gets a little bit shaky just because they're so well coached, but we're fine. We've got the normal bumps and bruises that a team that's fixing to play their fourth game of the year has. So we'll overcome whatever kind of bumps and bruises we have and be ready to play on Friday night.
He is Coach David Hufstedler, the head coach of the Sheffield Bulldogs. Coach, thank you for joining us today, spending some time with us, talking a little Bulldog football. We wish you the best of luck Friday and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Go Dogs.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.